Happy Mother's Day.
Just all this Mother's Day stuff.
Happy Mother's Day.
And on Raven's Mother's Day Melody, over the last week, you told us why your mom was so great. Producer John busted out his guitar and he started writing songs about them. Now, Zach's mom is at work right now, but he still wants to surprise her. Good morning, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, we're very excited to get your message about your mom. Now, I know you don't want your mom on the line because you want to surprise her on the air. So can you tell us a little bit about your mom?
Yeah, sure. She's a single mom. She works 6 or 7 days a week for me just to provide for me and to make sure I do the best as I can. And she's given me lots of opportunities to do wonderful things, and I want to repay her in some sort of way.
Zach, I know why you didn't want to have your mom on the phone with you right at that moment, because you wouldn't have got through a single sentence of that, because you would have been a blubbering mess, and it would have been me too. Because that's amazing, right? I mean, what the struggle is for parents every day is very real. But when somebody is taking on that role by themselves, it's made even more so difficult, obviously, because you have to be the provider and the parent. Tell us a little bit about Zach's mom, Anna.
You wrote a whole beautiful essay about your mother, and you talk about the amazing meals that she prepares for you on a daily basis. What's the favorite thing that mama cooks for you?
I would say is when she cooks from the crock pot, and she puts it on the morning, and then when we get home, it's ready for us to thing. And some things are like chicken legs, where the meat has came fully off the chicken, or there's sometimes pork chops in there. And that's really good, too.
And early to rise for mom, too, setting up dinner like that in the morning when you're working all those hours, right? That's how you do it. I love walking into a house and smelling something that's been cooking all day.
I noticed something that you wrote, that you love to go on car trips with her. I love cars when I'm in the car with my girls because I feel like they're trapped and they have to talk to me. Do you find like that's your special time with your mom?
Yes, it's definitely a good time that we sometimes catch up with. We do lots of traveling. We go to Massachusetts to see a friend of ours, and then we go to Pennsylvania to see a real good friend of ours. We actually be still going to Pennsylvania since I'll be going to college in Harrisburg, and so it'd be nice to still be going in those certain places in those car trips with her.
I laughed out loud when you wrote that she goes to all the baseball games even though she doesn't enjoy it.
Yeah. I love the Yankees, and that's her. She has asthma, and it's her asthma doctor is not good for her, but she still does it for me, and it's a wonderful thing that she does, and I'm very thankful for that.
When you're a mom, you'll do anything for your kids, that's for sure. Well, producer John has put together a great song for your mom based on all the stuff that you told us about what makes her the best mother around. Here it is.
Oh, Mama Monica, we got an email from your son. His name's Zach. He's a nice guy. He said, Happy Mother's Day. He wants you to have some fun. It's party time. He said they got you working 6 or 7 days a week. All work and no play. But this weekend's Mother's Day. Go ahead and kick up your feet. Well, no baseball games, nothing like that. Anna and Raven wanna have a nice chat with Mama Monica. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. I like how you got all gutty at the end. Yeah! Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Zach, for telling us all about your mom. And hopefully when she hears this live on the air, she'll be excited.
Happy Mother's Day, Monica. Yeah.